We're here at the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, Illinois. With me is Richard Childress, who is here at the Growth Energy booth with the National Corn Growers and American Ethanol. And Richard, why don't you tell us how the partnership with the Corn Growers of Growth Energy and Ethanol is working out for you?
It's working out great. To start with, they started working with NASCAR to become the fuel of NASCAR, the E15. And once we knew that we were involved with them, with me being also involved in the agricultural world, we talked to them and put together a program where we could represent them. You know, I'm a huge supporter of everything we do in America, from our farmers to our military. We would be lost without our farmers and our military.
Well, and you were talking here at the press availability, you were also talking about the importance of ethanol for American jobs.
It is. From the time, you know, right now this country has to quit depending on so much foreign energy and resources over there that they're sending over, you know, the fuel and the oil. We've got to do better. This is a right step in the right direction for America. It's 10%, which is a big number. If you get to think how many barrels of oil a year is used, 10% of that is a big number. It creates jobs from the time the seed's put in the ground, before it's put in the ground, the people that's making the seed, on up to the time it's planted, to the time it's harvested, the jobs, the restaurants, everything that's created around the farming that people sometimes take for granted. You should never take our agricultural world for granted.
Now, this is the first year for NASCAR to run on 15% ethanol. How is it done?
It's done great. I was saying earlier that when we very first started out, we seen it made more power. When you make more power, you're going to use more fuel. And so we started working right away to get our fuel efficiency back up. And now we're still making more power, plus we've got our fuel efficiency up where it should be again.
Well, what are we looking at next year as far as NASCAR is concerned?
You know, we're going to fuel injection, and that's going to have its own challenges. NASCAR, we've got four tests lined up in the next month and a half. We've already tested it. We've been dyno testing it. The fuel injection and the American ethanol is really going to work out great. We haven't seen any challenges with the new fuel injection system.
What kind of response are you getting from the fans about ethanol?
The word that we're getting out to them is how important American ethanol is to America and to them, individuals, and what it can mean to this country. That's the message that we're trying to get to our fans, and the fans are receiving it very well.
Give me, you were talking a little bit about your agriculture background and what you're involved with now as far as agriculture is concerned on the farm and on the ranch.
Yeah, you know, I've had cattle since the 80s, and when I was a kid, we were in tobacco farming, and today we've got soybeans this year, and I have a vineyard, so I got about 100 acres of grapes at home that we make some good North Carolina wine out of. So still, we're harvesting right now. The storm missed us, which we were blessed with that. So I was out there yesterday watching them harvest and watching it being turned into juice.
All right, great. Well, thank you very much, Richard. Here at the Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.